As the North American session gets underway, markets remain firmly driven by the intersection of geopolitics, central bank expectations, and resilient economic data. The dominant macro theme continues to be the escalation in Middle East tensions, which has kept upward pressure on energy prices, lifting global bond yields and supporting broad U.S. dollar demand. Against that backdrop, U.S. equity futures are under pressure as higher yields, elevated oil prices, and some post-earnings weakness in technology weigh on risk sentiments. The European session was dominated by the ECB policy decision, which delivered little in the way of surprises. As widely expected, the Governing Council left all three key policy rates unchanged and reiterated its data-dependent meeting-by-meeting approach while refusing to pre-commit to any future rate path. President Lagarde acknowledged modest improvements in economic activity, but stressed that risks to growth remain tilted to the downside, while inflation risks remain skewed to the upside amid the ongoing energy shock. Overall, the tone was balanced and largely in line with market expectations, leaving the euro little changed from this event risk and under pressure more on the macro as investors continue to look towards incoming inflation data for clues on whether another rate hike materializes later this year. In North America, the focus has shifted to another round of encouraging U.S. labor market data. Initial jobless claims fell sharply, well below expectations, while continuing claims also came in lower than forecast, reinforcing the view that the U.S. labor market remains remarkably resilient despite restrictive monetary policy. The data helped underpin Treasury yields in the U.S. dollars by supporting expectations that the Federal Reserve can maintain its cautious inflation-focused stance. Meanwhile, Canadian retail sales for May rose, matching expectations, while core retail sales were slightly softer than forecast. The report had only a modest impact on the Canadian dollar, with markets continuing to take their primary cues from broader U.S. dollar strength and oil price dynamics. And so the U.S. dollar remains the clear outperformer, supported by higher treasury yields and safe haven demand. Dollar yen, of course, is also worth mentioning and continues to trade to fresh multi-decade highs, now towards 164, as the combination of widening yield differentials and elevated energy prices keep sustained pressure on the yen despite persistent intervention concerns. In commodities, oil, as we mentioned, is the standout story. WTI is climbed back above $90 per barrel, while Brent is approaching $100 as markets continue to price the risk of supply disruptions tied to the Middle East conflict. The renewed surge in energy prices is reinforcing global inflation concerns, supporting yields, and keeping central banks cautious even as growth risks mount. Looking ahead, markets will continue to digest the ECB, while geopolitical headlines surrounding the Middle East remain the principal source of event risk capable of driving cross-asset volatility. Beyond that, attention will remain on incoming U.S. economic data for further confirmation that the labor market and broader economy continue to display resilience, helping shape expectations for the Federal Reserve's policy outlook into next week's meeting. That's all for now.